BBC News with Eileen McHugh. A 28-year-old Australian is due to appear in court shortly in New Zealand, charged with murder in connection with the attack on two mosques in the city of Christchurch. 49 people were killed in the attacks when at least one gunman opened fire indiscriminately during Friday prayers. The mayor of Christchurch, Leanne Dalzell, says the terror attacks have changed the city forever. Ms. Dalzell said her city and country were targeted because of their reputation for safety. A UN environment summit in Nairobi has agreed to significantly cut single-use plastics over the coming decade, but the resolution was a dilution of the initial ministerial statement. Over 8 million tonnes of plastics enter the oceans each year. President Trump has used his first veto to block a congressional resolution which would have reversed his declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico. On Thursday, the US Senate voted to revoke his national emergency order. It would have allowed Mr. Trump to redirect funding for a border wall. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says he'll refuse or revoke the visas of anyone connected to the International Criminal Court who's investigating alleged abuses committed by US forces on duty abroad. Prosecutors at the ICC have asked judges to look into alleged war crimes in Afghanistan, and the court says it will continue its work undeterred. The Mozambican coastal city of Beira is virtually cut off after tropical cyclone Idai crashed power lines, shut down the airport and flooded roads. Nearly 70 people have died as a result of the cyclone across the country. And Disney has reinstated James Gunn as the writer-director of the latest instalment of the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. Gunn was forced to step down last year after a series of his old tweets resurfaced, which made light of subjects like rape and paedophilia. BBC News.